Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Monday, May 8th. What to know about another mass shooting over the weekend, this one at a mall in Texas. And there's an update about Afghan refugees living in the U.S. Also, the world has officially declared an end to the COVID-19 emergency. We'll explain what that actually means. Plus, just as more severe weather is expected this week, there are new efforts to improve weather forecasts. We'll tell you who won the Kentucky Derby and what has seemingly overshadowed the celebrations. And do you have plans for a concert coming up? Even the ticket companies themselves are surprised by the latest stats when it comes to live shows. Those stories and more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Another community is grieving in the aftermath of a deadly mass shooting. Authorities say a gunman opened fire at an outlet mall in the town of Allen, Texas, about 30 minutes north of Dallas. 8 people were killed and 7 more were hurt, some critically, including children. The gunman reportedly wore tactical gear and fired an AR-15-style weapon. A police officer who happened to be in the area and heard the gunshots fired back and killed the shooter. Now, investigators want to know what motivated him. Federal agents have been reviewing his social media accounts and found posts that suggested interest in white supremacist and neo-Nazi views. Soon after the shooting, President Biden once again called for Congress to pass more gun control. But Texas Governor Greg Abbott said America really needs to address the mental health issue, not guns, and that no new gun control laws would be considered in Texas. Flags are going to be flying at half staff around the country through Thursday in honor of those who died in this. In a separate Texas tragedy, an SUV slammed into a crowd of people waiting for a bus outside a migrant shelter near the border yesterday. At least 8 people were killed and at least 11 more were hurt. It's not clear whether the driver did it on purpose, but police say once the driver is out of the hospital, they'll arrest him for reckless driving and possibly other charges. An immigrants' rights advocacy group plans to hold a vigil for the victims this morning. This all comes as the area has seen an influx of people crossing the border, hoping to claim asylum. Well, there is another temporary solution for thousands of people from Afghanistan who fled their homes nearly 2 years ago. The Biden administration laid out a plan for Afghan refugees to keep living and working in the U.S. instead of having to go back to a very changed Afghanistan, where many face retaliation from the Taliban. They were authorized to stay here back in 2021, when the Taliban first came into power. But those authorizations were set to start expiring this summer. So now they can at least reapply, and the requests will get reviewed. Separately, there's a bill in Congress that would give 80,000 Afghans a path to actual U.S. citizenship, and that's what the Biden administration is pushing for. But so far, Congress has not been able to advance it. Some lawmakers have promised to try again soon. Ukrainian officials are calling it a mad panic happening around Europe's largest nuclear plant. The facility in southeast Ukraine is now occupied by Russia. And over the weekend, Russian officials told people who live nearby to evacuate, saying fighting has increased around the area. With that, the UN's nuclear watchdog warned a severe nuclear accident could happen. The facility is almost twice the size of Chernobyl, and the plant's reactors are still loaded with nuclear material. Ukrainian officials say thousands of people have evacuated already, shops have run out of goods and medicine, and hospitals are even discharging patients into the street, worried that electricity and water supplies could be cut off. The UN has spent months trying to persuade Russian and Ukrainian officials to set up a security zone around the plant to keep the war from causing a radiation leak. So far, though, an agreement has been out of reach. Well, this is a pretty big milestone in the pandemic. The World Health Organization ended the COVID-19 global health emergency. And now the UN Health Agency says it's time for countries to go from treating COVID as an emergency to dealing with it as a disease that is here to stay. Since the highest level emergency was declared more than 3 years ago, there have been more than 765 million confirmed COVID-19 cases and nearly 7 million deaths. But now the WHO says the pandemic has been on a downward trend for more than a year. It cited a decline in hospitalizations and deaths and the growing number of people who have been vaccinated worldwide. Ending the emergency could mean that international cooperation or funding efforts could also end, although many have already, as the pandemic response has eased in different regions around the world. Here in the U.S., the state of emergency will end on Thursday. With that, the federal government will stop paying for things like vaccines and testing for a lot of people, although insurance companies are expected to pick up at least part of the bill for at least the vaccines. Another big change in the American response: Dr. Rochelle Walensky is stepping down as the CDC director. She says the pandemic-era declarations ending made this an appropriate moment to step away. Walensky will officially leave the job at the end of June. As of this morning, President Biden has not yet named her replacement. All right, more news is coming up. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. If you've been listening for a while, then you know I am a big fan of Rothy's shoes. And it's for a lot of different reasons. One, I can buy new shoes anytime I want to upgrade my wardrobe, knowing that Rothy's shoes and bags are all sustainably made, so I can feel good about it. And they've been designed with the planet in mind. I mean, Rothy's has repurposed over 158 million single-use plastic bottles for their signature thread. And my Rothy's will last me a long time since they are always so durably designed. Two, they are comfortable. It always amazes me that I can wear Rothy's shoes right out of the box without worrying about blisters. And I'm still wearing the very first pair of flats I bought years ago with no issues. Three, Rothy's knows style. They have lots of options, and I always know that whatever I buy will look chic for pretty much any season. So re-energize your spring looks with Rothy's vibrant shoes and bags, and you'll likely add to the 45,000 five-star reviews and counting. For stylish and sustainable shoes, shop Rothy's. And you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. NASA has launched a new mission meant to improve hurricane forecasting. Four satellites are going to be observing tropical cyclones from low Earth orbit. The first two launched last night. The second two will go up in about 2 weeks, right before the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. Together, the satellites are supposed to make more frequent observations than the weather monitoring satellites already in orbit. Like, it should be able to make temperature, wind, and humidity readings every hour instead of every 6 hours. The idea is to help scientists understand quick changes happening within a storm so meteorologists can improve their forecasts. And hopefully that'll give people more time to evacuate and make plans before devastating storms hit. Even though it's not quite hurricane season yet, May is the most active month for severe weather in the U.S. And this week is expected to prove that point. Severe thunderstorms are expected across parts of the Midwest, Mid-South, and Plains today and tomorrow. Meteorologists say the biggest threats are large hail and damaging winds. Just yesterday, people saw up to tennis ball-sized hail in places like Texas, Illinois, and Iowa. And on Saturday, a tornado ravaged parts of northern Missouri, tearing the roofs off several buildings. But thankfully, no one was reported hurt. America's most celebrated horse race happened over the weekend. It was the 149th Kentucky Derby. But all the fanfare was overshadowed by a disturbing trend at the track. Over the past week, a total of 7 horses died in the lead-up to the final race. 4 had to be euthanized because of racing injuries. A 5th horse's trainer said he got fixated on lights at a nearby DJ booth before a race, flipped over, got badly hurt, and also had to be put down. And 2 more died under what's being called mysterious circumstances. Their trainer has been suspended indefinitely. Some animal rights groups say tracks need to be shut down until stronger safety protocols are in place. But for now, at least, other big races like the Preakness and Belmont Stakes are still set to go on as scheduled. Kentucky racing officials have launched an investigation, saying they're hoping to learn how to improve the safety of the sport moving forward. As for who actually won Saturday's race, it was a horse named Mage, who was considered a 15-to-1 shot going into the weekend. Demand for concerts is soaring. The parent company of Ticketmaster, Live Nation, is even calling this the biggest year of live music ever. It says it's already sold about 90 million concert tickets this year, and that's up 20% from this time last year. And last year, it wasn't too shabby either. Live Nation says event attendance was up 24% as compared to 2019. Not only are there more shows, but they're also bigger and more expensive. Bloomberg reports ticket prices are up 10% from pre-pandemic times. And that's nothing compared to the resale market. The average resale ticket price on SeatGeek doubled from $125 in 2019 to $252 in 2022. Now the averages could be even higher, since there are so many big names on tour right now, from Beyonce to Drake to Taylor Swift to Bruce Springsteen. There were a lot of last-minute changes to last night's MTV Movie and TV Awards. It was the first big awards show to air during the screenwriters' strike. So with that, there was no host, no red carpet, and the whole thing was pre-taped, not live. MTV filled the show with dozens of old clips. Drew Barrymore, who was originally planning on hosting, also pre-taped her own bits, like one with her pretending to play Barbie's younger sister, Skipper, and another where she reprised her role as Josie Grossi from Never Been Kissed. There were also pre-taped acceptance speeches with many entertainers using their time to express support for the striking writers. When it comes to the top prizes of the night, Scream 6 won for Best Movie, and The Last of Us won Best TV Show. Well, that's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. Today, we are talking about how owning a car just keeps getting more expensive. Not just because of prices, interest rates, and auto repair costs, but insurance rates, too. But first, this episode is sponsored by Wondery's new podcast, Think Twice. Michael Jackson was one of the most influential pop stars of all time, but his legacy is tainted by accusations of sexual abuse. Since his death in 2009, the world has struggled with how Michael Jackson should be remembered: as an eccentric cultural icon, a global humanitarian, or a monster. In their new podcast, Think Twice, Michael Jackson, journalists Leon Nafok and Jay Smooth delve into the complicated and unresolved legacy of the King of Pop. Through dozens of original interviews with people who watched his story unfold up close, Think Twice reveals a new perspective on his artistry, his controversies, and how we should remember him. Follow Think Twice, Michael Jackson on Audible or the Amazon Music app. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Insurance rates are skyrocketing. Auto insurance costs were up 15% in March as compared to 1 year earlier. So the average premium is now about $2,000 a year. And two of the nation's biggest insurers, Allstate and Progressive, say they're going ahead with even more premium rate increases. They partly blame inflation, pointing to high prices for auto parts, plus worker shortages, which can make car repairs take longer. And with that, policyholders need rental cars for more time, another cost insurers are taking on. And another reason for price hikes: more severe storms around the country tends to mean cars are getting more damaged, and insurers foot the bill for that too. Progressive and Allstate already raised rates last year and again at the start of this year. Now they both say they'll keep going until they get back to seeing their usual profit margins. So what can you do to lower your insurance bill? Consumer Reports recommends shopping around about once a year to make sure you're getting the best deal. If you're buying a car, you can focus on a model that's less costly to insure. Or you could consider raising your deductible, letting your insurance company track your driving habits, or improving your credit score. All right, thank you so much for joining us and listening today and just making us part of your routine. We appreciate you being here and, of course, for sharing the show. And remember, you can get ad-free episodes, bonus content, and support the show by becoming a Newsworthy Insider. Learn more at thenewsworthy.com/insider and start your 7-day free trial. All right, we'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.